is Star Report with Sasha Star. Star.
Without Sasha Star today.
Star is not joining us today.
Yeah,
and
shame.
Yeah.
Some okay. logistical problems.
I will tell you, I do not know. I was looking, just trying to see what's happening in Hollywood.
Nothing is happening.
And
please tell
no,
me
no,
nothing
no,
is
no.
happening.
I had to find, like, I digged through it with a
so
fine comb.
There for a second.
Because you had stories of this one was in their bikini and that one was in a bikini and these are like headlining stories.
Look, I'm not gonna lie, like the what actually normally makes it onto the show is not, you know, it's not always the most highbrow part of our entire show, so you don't have to worry too much. And
no,
and summer is coming.
Like, how is this?
Summer is on the way. We can't be messing around with this stuff.
Okay, you know, maybe if you look at it like that.
The macabre must fall unless, you know, the beach is beckoning, so I don't know. So besides who's wearing a bikini, please tell me you found something else.
I did find something else, and this is a bit of sad news. Aretha Franklin is in hospital. The 76-year-old is reportedly down to 86 pounds and has been battling cancer. Longtime friend of the songstress said he was told a week ago to prepare himself because she was dying. And I'm actually looking at it. Such a very, yeah, this is one of the, I've seen a few pictures of Aretha and this is a very sad one. So
this crazy thing, I was actually listening to one of her songs on Saturday night. Can you believe that? Because she did, now the song is, I can now hear it in my head, but put on my makeup, say a little prayer for you. And someone is having that in a wedding. And so they were looking through this, and there's Aretha Franklin singing it back in the day. She had a fro and this big flowy skirt. So she's been around. Do you know what I mean? She's been around.
So yeah, shame. There's just
hope she gets
those
better.
There. Let's hope. Yeah, there's just hoping she gets better. But otherwise, man, her music is there and it will live on and live on and just continue to carry us through all those
cloud
nines. Heartbreaks, everything.
Sure. Someone had a bad weekend.
And then we've got another story. This is of Justin Bieber and Hailey. And they're saying they're not getting married until next year.
Justin Bieber is not getting married?
Not now.
Right. How old is he now?
Is he like 20 something?
His time is ticking on, you know.
You don't say.
I just say, you know, you can't wait around. If we want to have lots of little beavers swimming around, we can't be wasting any time, you know. And how old is she? I don't know, but this is less important.
I don't know, but yeah, the two, Hailey Baldwin and Justin Bieber, got back together after just in June, I think, and we reported on it. And then now they did mention that they're getting married, and then they're saying, listen, they are not rushing to the altar. So probably sometime next year.
And okay. Yeah. So there we go. We had that whole segment actually last week on Justin Bieber. And
what was it about?
It was about an actual beaver. That's
fine. Oh, yeah, the beaver that was eating the little wooden whatever's in the house.
You see, he wasn't married either. I'm just saying. These are things you have to worry about.
But anyway, when I was reading this, I was like, you know, imagine, kind of, who's Justin's recent ex? Is it still Selena Gomez?
I'm afraid I cannot help you here.
I was just
all.
Like there thinking, you know, you hear your ex is getting married, and then he comes to him. He's like, no, we're not in a rush.
Yeah,
I wonder,
like,
you sitting there, you thinking, ha-ha, look at these windows just opening.
What was that terrible song we used to play that Sasha Star loved so much about? Forget about my ex, or shout out to my ex. I feel like that maybe.
Shout out to my ex.
That actually might have been a Justin Bieber song, right?
I don't know.
Thank you, Tobel.
I don't know.
Yes,
don't
so
know.
It's fine.
But yeah, I was thinking, you know, just sitting there and you're thinking, yo, this one's getting married, and then they come, ugh, we're not in a hurry.
Shame.
You're sitting there and thinking, what?
Because it's not bikini season yet.
Oh. Yeah, but anyway, I was there.
So if you wanna swipe right on Justin Bieber, you still have an opportunity.
You still have a chance.
Go now before
the end of the year.
Yeah, exactly.
You can still get you some Bieber loving.
Okay. What else is going on? Anything
but
else?
Otherwise, everybody's on the beach.
Okay. On
and
the beach.
Just in their bikinis.
Yeah.
They
are any of them yellow polka dot bikinis?
I haven't seen a polka dot one.
What is the bikini fashion that you've just been able to glean? I mean, is it ultra short? Is it kind of big? Broad shorts been making a comeback? Is it the strapless?
What did I see? A lot of strapless, but full costumes. I like that.
Oh, right.
And then what else did I see?
Okay. So it's not
bikinis,
really bikini.
You've got like high-waisted.
Ah, okay.
Those
for the muffin tops.
Not for the muffin tops. Those are just really very, very, I don't even know if I can say this word already, very sexy.
You like
those? So those are really, really light.
So you don't like this one and where it doesn't leave much to the imagination?
No, you can have that also, but those are very boring. We've had those for like four years now.
There's no more space to go smaller with some of these.
But you've got these and people are summer body ready. And I was just there like, the summer's going to get whatever body I'm giving.
So there's no makaba that we have to worry about.
Man,
tummy must fall according to Sorrel.
You're getting what you're getting.
Right.
Yeah, that's it.
No, that's what I love. You know, you go to the beach and you see there that all the great whites are lying on the beach. that's if they don't diet on the way to the thing. Okay, so that's all the celebrity news that we have to tell you.